Third time lucky.
Sorry,
Big Bear,
time.
Big Bear, you calling?
Papa Bear. All right, well, since we're waiting, do you want to hear the sound of happiness?
Again? Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Have you wet yourself?
Gotta keep warm. This podcast is sponsored by Heineken, the king of beers.
Heineken?
Yeah, that's what I had. It was leftovers in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
Usually don't buy Heineken, but it's good.
The views expressed in the podcast you are about to listen to are the opinions of the presenter and the cast. None of us are official representatives of the companies we work for, and we are in no way responsible for what we say. If you are offended or otherwise afflicted by these opinions, please push the unsubscribe button in iTunes and go do something else.
Animations projects on the side, working on something.
Always.
Trying, yeah. Nothing always really comes, but yeah,
But still, you keep trying for some reason.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Something will stick on the wall sooner or later.
If you're dumb enough.
Yeah, but you had success before, Will. Like way back, right?
Yeah, way back, a decade ago.
Brutal. You had success once. What happened?
Yeah. It's
talking.
It's a different climate here, though, isn't it? It's a different set of rules, different set of politics.
Yeah. So it is very cold outside, actually.
Yeah.
Like 6 minus degrees Celsius outside.
Oh, we've got minus 8.
Way too cold. Minus 8?
Oh, that's nothing. We've got minus 8. No.
We just had new windows fitted, so it's lovely and warm in here now.
Good timing.
Yeah, apart from the big, we still haven't got the big one in the back because we need to hire a crane now. It's all this faffing last week, but now they need to hire a crane. Take out the old window, which is at the back of the house, lift that up and go over the roof, and then drop it down here in the front, and then take the new one on and go over the roof and drop it in.
That sounds so
complicated.
It sounds complicated,
exactly. Yeah. So what are you guys drinking?
Heineken, beer.
Tea.
So British.
Yeah. So British. I'm drinking my homemade hipster beer.
Ooh, nice.
Some porter.
Ooh.
Dark.
All right.
Sorry.
Like the stout. Yeah.
Mhm. It actually tastes a lot like Guinness if you cool it down. It's not supposed to be that cool, but I like it.
What's the difference between porter and stout? Is it just the same?
Let me look that up.
Okay.
I think it's just sort of the ingredients, the corn you have in it, the types of corn.
Yeah.
This is like a mix of caramel and coffee and shoe sole and, you know.
Shoes?
I don't know.
How would you know if it tastes shoes?
Yeah.
Just curious. And what kind of food?
It's like a fine wine, you know, when you get into the fine beers.
Yeah,
but okay.
I know.
But the most important question is, does it taste any good?
Oh, yeah. Really good.
Nice.
Of course. Yeah. It's my new hobby.
Yeah, okay.
one of them.
You've always had too many hobbies.
Yeah. What have you been up to? Should we take like a round? First, should we say who we are for people who hasn't listen to this for I don't know how many years since we did this.
I have no idea either, but I was actually surprised that we did 75 of them. That's quite, I was quite impressed.
Yeah. We're impressive people.
Yeah, I like it.
The last was Clyde Henry Productions in
1776?
No. 1783, yeah.
It doesn't say the year. It only says the 17th of April.
That must have been 2012. I've got a feeling.
Yeah, it does say 2012.
Oh, wow.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would have been the Frederick Star interviews when we were there.
Yeah.
Doing the podcast, which I don't remember much of.
I remember it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, yeah.
A lot of fun.
Lots of tequila. That lovely tequila you brought, Ellen. Oh, it was a killer.
Yeah. So this is 3 years in the making?
It's 3 years hangover. Yeah.
Over 3 years. I think you and me did one right before that, which was the last one we recorded.
Yeah.
Because the Clyde Henry production was recorded like a month or two before.
Yeah, but, well, it was in the hotel room, wasn't it?
Well, we did one that we named A Little Under the Weather.
Yeah.
that sounds poetic.
Yeah. And we reduced to bi-weekly. That was
trans-weekly.
Last. Yeah. We'll see if this lasts, but it's fun doing these things.
Yeah, because we all met up again in Fredrikstad this year, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly.
We sort of seen each other individually, but not as a group for a long time, and it was kind of a nice to catch up and see us all again.
Mm-hmm.
But we always bump into each other all the time, but not as a group. That was nice. So yeah,
actually, bumped into you in over a year, I think.
Me
or you? Any of you?
I bumped into you at the
I like how
comic
you feel
book signing.
You bumped into me. I didn't bump into you.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Was that a mutual bump?
No. It was on the train. It was crowded, and I started bumping him.
and I ignored you.
Yeah, exactly.
I pretended I was sleeping. So.
The police didn't.
Please don't talk to me. Please don't talk to me. Please don't talk to me.
Stop it. Yeah. No, it was at a friend of ours in doing. They had their comic book.
Was this summer or?
Yeah, it was last year.
Okay, so it is over a year ago.
It was. It was last Christmas, just before Christmas. Yeah.
Last Christmas.
So it was a
year
in
my heart.
It's anniversary time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what have you been up to?
Me, I've worked on a few more features, a TV series. And I directed a TV series.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you live on an island.
Yeah.
So you did have success.
Yeah. We sold it to Netflix, USA and UK and Australia. So it's...
You're kidding me.
No. It's done all right, really. So now...
Wow. What's it called?
Now, Elias.
Oh.
And the Rescue Team Adventures. It was a joint production with the UK, Iceland and Norway. So the animation and production was done in Iceland with a team, a studio called Chaos. And then the voice recording was all done in the UK and then it was managed from Norway. So I spent my time between those three countries. It was hard work, but fun.
Sounds fun.
And then I've worked with Mort on a few projects, you know, just some films, wasn't it? And now I'm just waiting in two other projects that we've gone in to try and get some applications or to work on some features now. So hopefully we'll get some feedback now. And then I'm working with Bug at the moment on Richard the Stork film up until Christmas.
Richard the Stork.
Yeah. German, another joint production, German, 3D, German, who else? German, Norwegian. I'm sure there's some other countries involved.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got a budget of about 9 million euros, which is the biggest budget I've worked on for a feature.
Huge.
I know. We're used to about, well, the ones we're putting together at the moment, I think we have a production budget of about $1.5 million, which isn't much at all.
No.
So, you have to be quite creative.
Yeah, still, what about the private stuff? Are you still married and you still have
yes.
kids?
Still have the kids, 10 and 8 now.
Yeah.
Still in the same house, just doing it up at the moment. It's a new kitchen. It was meant to be a new kitchen before Christmas, but now it's after Christmas because the windows have taken a bit longer than we thought. But yeah, so I've got a new car. I put a bit more weight on, lost a bit more hair. same old things. Yeah, but yeah.
That's the benefit of being bald. If you lose, you don't really have any more hair to lose.
If you become ageless.
Yeah. What about you, Martin?
Well, I've worked with Will on a few projects, TV show.
I think you mentioned that.
Yes. Yeah. And what else? Made a short film.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thanks. I'll post a link to the teaser on the show notes. Plug. Mm-hmm. What else? Not much, really. Trying to enjoy life.
Yeah. Still married to the same girl and.
Yeah.
He's not married. No, he's not married. He's living in sin.
Yes. We're not married yet. What else? New apartment and probably got into triathlon since the last time we talked on the podcast. But apart from that, nothing special really. It's just trying to get by as an animator.
Yeah, triathlon, that sounds like something I shouldn't be doing.
So much fun.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
what about you, Alan?
Yeah, I haven't done that much character animation, but I have done some character animation. I've made one short, I think. Maybe two since last time. I don't remember quite. But Herman, I don't know the English title, but it's called Herman med hjerte I hånden. What else have I done? I've made a lot of commercials. I work at a place where I do commercials for a bunch of Norwegian companies, TV commercials. So, and that's like I do everything from I start out with a script together with some people. We sit down and we come up with something fun, and then I model the sets and I animate and I render and I hand it over to some sound people and get it voiced and send it to the station.
Nice.
Cool. That's mainly what I'm doing. You're directing it then, or?
Well, yeah, we're all directing it. It's a collaborative process, and it's not really it's not art, you know. It's just products.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pushing products.
That's good. It's a job.
That's where the money is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's more money in that than there is in feature animation. You're higher up.
The budgets are getting smaller.
Yeah, they are actually. Yeah. But it's comfortable at times, unless because you know I'm a freelancer and I do a few films a year, and then there's always like a month where I don't have much to do, so you have to make it work in the long run somehow.
Yeah,
but I'm excited about doing more short films and doing maybe some TV shows and stuff. Now I feel like I'm getting ready to do something else pretty soon, or not soon, but semi soon.
Like ecological farming, else or
yeah.
No. I'm like you. I'm working with some people on a project. So, and I want to get that out within the next couple of years. I don't know if it's going to be a short movie or a series or anything, but it may actually just be a children's book for now, and then later we'll get it to the big screen. I don't know. We'll see.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's a lot of fun.
So, what's the last animated movie you guys have seen?
I think you know what the last animated movie I saw was.
Yeah, I was just trying to create a segue, but I failed miserably.
We're not going to trick the audience, are we?
What?
I imagine you've seen more. Like, Will, you see a couple of movies a day, right? Movies, if I know you're right.
Yeah, I see them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the last one I saw was Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh,
but that sounds forgetful.
And there's some nice stuff in it, but you know it's an Adam Sandler film. So
your favorite actor of all time, right?
Yeah, not really. I can't even pronounce the director's name, Gendy. But I prefer. I went to just look at his how he animated some of the characters, really. That's where I went. That's where I paid my money for.
Yeah.
That's worth it alone, just seeing what he does with stuff.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah, yeah. It's not as well. It's not as well as animated as the first one.
Oh wow!
No,
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. There was it wasn't until the film didn't really come alive animation-wise until the end of the last act when the grandfather turned up, and with his bad vampire bats who were just evil and they just wanted to kill. But so that you couldn't. There was so much fun had there, but yeah. it sort of. Well, you can't blame the director. I think it was more Adam Sandler and his cronies. But
they're both Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And it's produced by who?
Sony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I just think the posing in Gendy Tartakovsky or however you pronounce Tartakovsky or something. I can't remember. But anyways, posing is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's the best part.
Yeah, and it's a shame that Popeye film was dropped. Still,
That teaser looked amazing.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's doing next. I hope it's something. There's all these tidbits about him doing his own film, or
was it something where he wanted to do like the Samurai Jack movie?
Yeah, there's all weird. Nothing kind of concrete, just rumors. But I heard one of them is that it's his own story, his own character, is a new concept, which would be nice.
Oh, wow.
But it's all rumors. And
be nice with some original content again. I just think there's so many sequels and so many movies based on already established characters. It's so boring.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So now, I mean, we're looking here in my family. We're looking forward to going to see Snoopy, but I think The Good Dinosaur is the one we've all got our eyes on, and Goosebumps as well with Jack Black. I can't wait to see that.
I haven't seen anything of Goosebumps.
No, it comes out around my birthday weekend, so that's a birthday treat for the family.
Ooh,
yeah.
But The Good Dinosaur looks amazing.
Yeah, I haven't seen much about it. And today I saw there was a new trailer out for Zootopia, which was nice.
Oh, I haven't seen that one either.
Yeah, it was a clip from the film when they went to speak to a sloth, but it just took ages. It's so appealing, really nice. Oh, so have a look for that.
Yeah, and I like the last Zootopia teaser with the white background.
Yeah,
that was really nice.
Yeah, this one introduces the fox, I think, as the main character, and this rabbit who's he seems a bit jumped up and hyper and controlling. Yeah. And that, no, but it was really well acted. Really appealing.
Yeah.
So, you know, damn it.
I was really surprised when I saw the Good Dinosaur, the first teaser, with a mix of... I mean, it almost looks like real-life backgrounds and then super toony characters.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to see if that affects the movie at all, or are you just going to forget it after 2 minutes?
Yeah, they haven't. It hasn't really been promoted here in Norway. It's been on the net, and I've seen posters for it, but it hasn't been as heavily commercialized or pushed as much as, say, Inside Out. You know,
I don't know if it's coming out early next year or late.
Because it comes out
of the dubbing.
Maybe it comes out for Thanksgiving in America, doesn't it? So, yeah.
I'm looking at the trailer right now because I haven't seen it before.
The Good Dinosaur?
No.
Oh wow, you're in for a treat.
Mhm. I'm not really following.
What was the last film you saw then?
Well, I saw Inside Out yesterday.
Oh, okay.
In
what
preparation.
A coincidence.
Yeah, coincidence. No, I saw it yesterday. I've been planning to see it for a while, but you know it's. Yeah, other films get in the way.
Yeah.
What other films?
Well,
not naughty ones.
No. Not at the cinema, at least.
No.
One of the big ones for me this year has been Mount Everest. Everest.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I haven't seen that one.
That was fun.
The Norwegian VFX director did that, didn't he? Arne.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So, I worked with him a little bit on the Elias for a little bit because he was our sort of technical supervisor just at the beginning with the water and whatnot and stuff. So he was off to I don't know where he filmed it now.
What's his name?
Kaibang?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's not filmed at Mount Everest?
No, I think it was in Italy somewhere.
Italy. I think it's filmed indoor.
Yeah.
It says, it says the Good Dinosaur comes out the 22nd of January here in Norway.
Ah, that's why there's been not so much promotion.
So is it like are Pixar on a like twice a year schedule now?
I don't know. They weren't before. It was one a year, wasn't it? Because the next one after this is
it's the Nemo thingy, right?
Dory.
There was a trailer out for that. That's it. There was a trailer out for that a few weeks ago. You can see that one as well. But
I did see that one.
Hope Bruce is back.
Yeah, it looked the same film, really. I'm probably keeping all the good stuff back for a proper trailer. But no, I wasn't really that enticed.
No. But, and speaking about not being enticed, I saw Inside Out yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Which has been hailed as this amazing movie. And I don't quite get it. It's fine, but it's nothing special. I was quite bored.
I think it's Pete Doctor's weakest one, I suppose. Mm-hmm. There are so many things I admired about it, but there are so many things I just didn't like either. One of them being the character design for the women.
For the little the feelings or whatever.
The emotions, called.
The emotions, yeah.
Inside, I didn't understand. One thing that just baffled me throughout the whole film was why that she had a mixture of male and female emotions, whereas all the other characters had same-sex emotions. You know, they were all blokes or women.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't think about that at all.
Good call, though.
So...
maybe it's because they, you know...
What
do you mean by that?
What do I mean?
Yeah, what do you mean by that? I don't really know what you're talking about.
Oh, no. In the head, the emotions.
Yeah.
She has, you know, joy, sadness, and disgust.
Oh, and there's a mix. Okay, I see.
Yeah, so fear and anger were male. Whereas in the other heads, they were all the same sex. You know, they were all...
Mustaches on the one side and dresses on the other.
I think they were anyway. I might be wrong.
Thinking you were talking about the joy, you know, that she was had a mix of and female feelings emotions.
That's another film you've seen.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's weird, but that's not a big. That's not a big letdown in the movie.
No, but it bugged me, and then I think the character designs as well, because with Up, that's the last Peak Doctor film. You know, the Carl and what was the other guy's name?
The little, Boy Scout.
Was he Chinese or something?
Yeah.
So he had Asian.
But they were really there was like
Russell.
Russell and Mintz as well, or Muntz or whatever his name was. Yeah. They're lovely designs. But then in this one, I thought anger was really nice and fear was nice. Yeah, but then you get to the female designs, and there's this generic sort of soft oval again, and there's no real.
I get what they did with the, you know, the outlines. They had like a rough outline, and they had these this glow on them.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if that worked either.
I thought that was kind of cool, actually. That's one
reminded
of the
me
cooler
of,
parts.
Reminded me of Muppets. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But they become sort of furry. Is that the idea that they, or not furry, but they like they're roughed up? I don't know.
I think it's more that they're more they're made of small particles, not like neurons or something.
Yeah, of course.
But you didn't like it then, or?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, it was fine, but I couldn't care less about it. It was just like another movie that it didn't remind me of a Pixar movie. And it had like a couple of great action sequences where they're chasing or they're trying to get to the headquarters with the made-up guy.
Bing Bong. I think he was one of the best bits of the film.
Yeah, he was good. And that was great. That reminded me of some like great kids' books that I read when I was younger. But the rest was very generic. Although the idea behind the whole thing was really good.
I like the concept a lot. And the way they explained how they weaved the technical side of it into the story, I really enjoyed. I thought that was really good. And I really enjoyed the Bing Bong part.
Yeah, it was good.
Is that the imaginary character?
Yeah, with Calvin and Hobbes really thingy.
Yeah, there's so many great ideas that just that he's put together from all kinds of animals.
I just thought that I liked the headquarters, but I thought like the design for the world, mm-hmm. it was just a little boring. It felt like you'd seen it all before in some other movie.
And very small. You know, it's all contained in the headquarters and the nearby there. I can't remember what they called it, but it was just it didn't have enough sets, you know, to make it exciting.
Yeah. So because there's some lovely scenes in it when they go to the film studio and they're making the dreams. That reminded me a lot of the Monsters Inc. stuff. It was really uh-huh. clever and it worked within the universe, but then when they were it was a road movie in a way, when they were trying to make their way back, what was that character again, the imaginary
Bing Bong,
yeah, you know, he lit it up,
yes.
And he wasn't in it long enough, and then he, spoiler alert, when he died or he went, you know, that was a kind of a nice moment, but
yeah,
then,
that was really good, yeah,
but then it sort of, there's a lot of build up towards that, and then I was a little bit tired after that, and I thought I had to reinvest myself again in the film, and they carried on this journey, which became a bit repetitive.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I started to lose sort of interest in it, really,
yeah.
And didn't really know where the film was going and what it was trying to say.
Yeah.
And my kids, who are 10 and 8, were sat next to me in the cinema when we watched it in the UK. And my son looked over to me and said, "I'm bored and I don't know what's going on." And I thought, that's true. It works for older kids or people our age. We can understand it. But then it's clearly marketed as a children family film.
But the main sort of the one I feel is the main character in the film is Joy. You know?
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
And she's not that appealing. I didn't find her good enough as a character, because she has... There's too much of her. She's like, there are all of these exaggerated poses all the time. She's just running around and being very...
She's a bit one-dimensional.
One-dimensional, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
because sadness is the one that's really, really, you kind
it's
of feel
it's a bit interesting,
because
I like the take on her is a bit different than usual. So she just becomes a more interesting character.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the other ones are just... what you'd imagine they would be, kind of. I was surprised at how gloomy the movie was. Not that gloom necessarily is a bad thing, but I was just, it's so depressing. When she's walking towards the bus and gets on the bus, and almost the whole start of the movie, or almost the, like, I can't remember what the main character's name is, the girl.
Doesn't matter.
Maggie?
Riley, I think it is.
Riley, that's it.
It's just so depressing and melancholic and dark, and I was really depressed. And then I was discussing the movie with my girlfriend afterwards, and I felt like I'd forgotten like half the movie. It didn't stick for some reason.
I guess I just wanted
to make an impression. Like, you always expect them to the movies to make a huge impression, and it was just.
Yeah.
A bit forgetful.
So the whole hallmark of a Pixar movie is that you want to see it again, like the next day, if it's a good one.
For sure.
Because there's so many fun things in them, but this one I saw it and it was fine, and I'm not going to see it again probably for quite a while.
I really liked
some of the animation on that on Sadness. You know, there was some great close-ups there with some great animation, but the animation on the on Joy was very generic, and it felt like straight out of like something you learn in school. You know, some great poses, but too many poses in too little time.
Yeah, there was some really technically good stuff on her, but I think it was the design more than anything. It didn't allow. I think as an animator, you might be a little bit more restricted with someone like that. But
It's weird though. Whenever it comes to female characters in animation, the designs are often really boring and uninteresting.
Yep. That's a good point, because that's why I think you felt like you weren't really. She wasn't something you could be involved in, because you felt you'd seen this sort of movement all before, and this look all before. You know, the big eyes, the big almond eyes, and the, you know, thin body. You know, there was that's why I thought Sadness was more relatable, because you do know people. Well, you know, you could relate to it. You could relate to her movement a bit more.
But I think the problem with Joy is that she's supposed to be like happy and pretty and, you know, the cool kid. And it's very hard to make someone that looks really pretty funny. And you want the main character to be funny in some way, you know?
Yeah.
Especially for a role like that.
I mean, a lot of the times the main character is usually quite boring.
I guess you're right. But she's supposed to...
Yeah, she's supposed to carry the film, so...
Carry the film, yeah. She didn't work for me.
Because at the end of the film... When you saw all the people's thoughts, you know, the cats thinking, and that was the funniest
bit in the film, the cats.
Yeah, and I thought, well, you know, they set up the premise of this film early on about how this universe works. So the thing is, you have to believe that before you can invest in the film and the characters, because otherwise it doesn't work. So I think we didn't see enough of everybody else's thoughts and how they reacted, and the story itself was a bit depressing. So maybe they could have maybe gone for something a bit more adult, which would have been Riley falling for this boy, and those two going on their journey. Because I think that would have been fun, and then, you know, there could have been elements of insecurity which could have worked better in the film. But the story. I think
it's interesting that I had four laughs in the text at the end, you know, when they showed.
Yeah.
And I didn't have more than maybe one or two laughs during the whole movie before that.
No.
So, that's a testament to.
It was a strange film, and as I said, my kids were bored. And they didn't understand it, and there was too many tangents, and that when they went into abstract world as well, they got kind of lost there, and I had to whisper what abstract was to my daughter, and then she's listening to what I'm saying, but the story's continuing. So it's that I had a lot of moments like that with both of mine, just to explain them what was going on. But I think as a film, I think it's courageous. And you know, I'd love to have made a film like that, but I think it was going to maybe open up more doors to films like that being made. May it take on a bit more current themes for children,
and it does have a lot for grown-ups too. Just the premise is very. It's not really something that kids can truly understand. A lot of it.
No, I think it's easy, better. It's a grown-up film. It's easier to relate to, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I was surprised at how good the reviews are. Like on IMDb, it's got an 8.4,
which is
really, really good. And then on Rotten Tomatoes, the tomato meter says 98%.
Wow.
And then the audience score is 90%. So, I mean...
Yeah. So clearly we're wrong.
Yes.
Right?
Critics movie.
I suppose so. Yeah, I watched it again yesterday just to remind myself, but Alan said I noticed there was an amazing one take shot. I don't know how long it was. It was when they all that you saw the characters getting ready for the day. Yeah. So Joy was getting everyone prepped, and it was one take. There was no cuts, and I thought, wow, whoever did that must have been on it for the whole year, because all the characters came into the shot at least at one point, but the camera kept on rolling. So this guy or this person had the animator. I don't know who did it, but it was extremely well done, and you know, and then hats off to them. But I thought at the same time, I thought, wow, you know, you could have probably saved this person some real pain by putting a few cuts in there just to give them a break. But but no, you know, there's little things like that that you really appreciated. And so there were some really nice elements in it. And like the last bit with all the other heads, that was really well done. And
I was listening to a podcast, another podcast called Fresh Air, where they interviewed Pete Docter. It's really nice interview. But I know
they've
struggled with the story or getting it to work or making it appealing. And I think they had to scrap it like halfway through or something, because they used some other emotions instead, and they didn't really work off each other. And then the story didn't work. And
it's probably a very hard story to write. Right?
Podcast, for sure.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing to take on. And you know, to dealing with depression and then showing it to kids and making it appealing in a way, but without sort of alienating them. But I felt it alienated my kids too much. But and they've got no interest to see it again, absolutely nothing. So you know, and unfortunately, I think the way the film was made and marketed was for children. So. If they maybe marketed it a little bit different, then maybe I wouldn't have been so confused.
It's very hard to market a film that has characters that look like that to grown-ups, right? It's very childish, the character design.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Which one's the...
generic.
The characters in general.
Yeah, because I thought the humans as well were a little bit uninspired.
They usually do it like that in the Pixar movies. The humans are very naturalistic, you know.
They're
believable as humans, and they're not caricatured in well, there are, but they're not that caricatured. Because they're just the humans. They're not interesting.
Yeah, and the colors were very gray as well. You know,
I think that was on purpose.
Yeah, I know.
Just to boost the inside her head world versus reality.
Yeah, I know. I can see what they did. They wanted to make it clear which was which, but I felt, I thought it was a bit too grey.
It was gloomy. I was surprised at how depressed I was.
Yeah. Oh, it's a... That's a strange one. I don't know really what to do with it.
But
I'll probably buy it on Blu-ray or have a copy of it somewhere.
Yeah, I want to see the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah.
We've probably talked enough about this movie now, right? Inside Out. Maybe we should... should we talk a little bit about the festival?
Sure. Just before we round up, it'd be interesting to hear if you were to give it a score from 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Where you'd put it. I'd give it a 6.
Yeah.
I think I'm maybe at a 5.
Wow.
Six. 5. That's brutal. I'm 5.5.
Ooh. Are we allowed to do decimals?
I just did.
Yeah. So I guess we end at a 5.5 if we want to put it on the list.
Yeah. Of course.
I'm glad we're not doing the IMDb top 100 animated movies. God, that was so many awful movies.
I think that was the most memorable part of.
There were some horrible ones.
Yeah, I liked it.
Did you see at the festival?
Nope.
Did you see Anomalisa?
Nope.
No, I didn't.
I missed that one. Mm. I'd like to see it though. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, that was really good. The Charlie Kaufman movie, Charlie Kaufman, did Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind and Adaptation, and Being John Malkovich, which are some of my favorite movies. And this is his first attempt at doing an animated movie.
Yeah, he co-directed it with an animation guy, didn't he?
His name is Duke Johnson.
That's it.
I don't know what he did. He did some very bland stuff. Like he did Community, Mary Shelley's Frankenhole, which is a TV series.
I haven't heard of any of these.
No, exactly.
I think he's
probably came up with the idea, and then he got Charlie Kaufman to write it. I don't know. Just taking a wild guess. But it was really great. It was truly, it says a masterpiece here on IMDb, and I tend to agree, because it has a sort of the hallmark of, or it has the director's thumbprint, and it's a very different movie. It's one of the most different movies I've seen in many years, because it feels like a 90s movie, you know? One of those movies that has a surprising ending and some surprising David Lynch-y story arcs.
For people that haven't seen the movie, how do you just set it up without spoiling anything?
Well, it's the story in itself isn't that exciting. It's just a guy that
that's a good pitch.
He's just traveling to a conference. He's going to talk at a conference, and he has to stay at this motel or hotel for one night, and then he meets these girls, and that's pretty much the whole story. And you sort of get to know his backstory. He seems like a very successful guy when you first meet him, and then you sort of figure out everything that's behind the mask. And you can literally see the mask, because he has there. It's animated like very realistically. The character has something that actually looks like real skin, but they have exaggerated faces and the clothes and the sets and everything, it just looks like it's real, you know. It looks like it's photographed.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure how they did it, but you can see on, like, in the face, it has a line in the middle by the eyes.
Yeah.
And that's where they just change the different parts, you know, to.
So it's replacement
for the
heads.
Expression, replacement heads, and I think it's 3D printed, because I could see the 3D printing layers in the face when they had like really big close-ups. So it's an interesting idea. I'm excited to see a making of.
Did it use the medium of animation well? Was there a reason to use animation? Can you say, or could it have been shot with
live action
film?
Yeah. Well, I think it makes it's part of the weirdness, the animation, because it's semi-naturalistic animation, but then you see them like when they run really slowly, so it looks really weird, and they have all these strange scenes that couldn't have been done with animation, I think, you know, with the real action.
Yeah.
So I think it was necessary for the movie. I think it was necessary.
So on a scale from 1 to 10, where'd you put it?
Call it a masterpiece.
No, I read masterpiece on IMDb. I think it's like an 8 or 9.
Oh wow.
On my scale. Yeah, it's really good.
Well, that's quite high for you, isn't it?
It has an 8.1 on IMDb. But I really like David Lynch, you know, and I really like Charlie Kaufman and all those weird 90s movies.
Yeah.
This is straight up my alley.
Did you see that other one he did with Philip Seymour Hoffman, the one about the theatre director? I can't pronounce it. Something in New York. It's a...
Synecdoche, New York?
Yeah.
Synecdoche?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I really like that too. That's really weird.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. But I like his film, so I'll see this one for sure.
Yeah, this is better than Synecdoche in New York, I think.
Oh wow.
Yeah, that was a long one, that one.
That's always a good selling point. It's really long.
Yeah, it's a netty dicky nicky New York.
Snicktickety. That's 7 years ago, so he doesn't make that many movies. So this is, I think he spent quite a while writing and making this movie.
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah. It's nice because there's more and more of these films being made in animation now. You know, there's more these independent films coming through. So that they get more and more sort of opportunities to be seen. There was the, I saw the one with the dog a few years ago, Tulip. Was it Tulip? Dog? Oh, I can't remember, but...
My Dog Tulip? But there,
yeah, some really nice, interesting films coming through. So it's kind of, it's good. It's good. And I suppose Song of the Sea as well was an independent film. That was... Cartoon Salon's latest one.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it's good that movies that aren't necessarily for kids are coming out, just because it's always stigmatized as, oh, it's for kids. But it's not. It's just a medium like anything else.
Yeah, I met Mary and Max from a few years ago. That's just a great film. Ones. So, I wonder what he's up to. So, hopefully something.
To the internet. Let's see. Mary and Max.
Yeah. Adam something, isn't it?
Adam Elliott's the director and writer.
Yeah.
Let's see what is if there's a bio or anything.
He did a short this year, Ernie Biscuit.
Oh yeah, any good?
I don't know. I just looked it up on IMDb. 16 user says it's a good 7.5 out of 10.
Oh, but hang on. Inside Out got an 8.4. Anomalisa got an 8.1. And then, so this is probably a better film then.
Could be.
Oh, I just got one side note. I just got a package in the mail here the other day, and I got Andreas Deja's The Nine Old Men book.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And it looks really nice. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but it looks stunning. Really excited about that.
Can you read now?
Say something? Do you know? Can you say something about the backstory of the book? Do you know anything?
Nothing.
Okay. You just ordered it?
Yes. I've been reading his blog for a bit. Andreas Deja's blog, and all his posts are amazing, and I just feel whenever he puts anything out, I just feel obliged to buy it.
Yeah,
especially when this one's about, but it's about old stories as well, of the nine old men. So I mean,
yeah,
and there's so many drawings in the book as well. It's and stuff that's never been published before. So I'm just really curious to have a look.
But he didn't really did he work with them? I don't think he worked with them, but I guess he
got mentored by one of the guys.
Mentors, yeah.
I guess you read the Frank and Ollie book. Everyone read that, right?
Of course.
I can
read off the back here, because it says, instruction and analysis on the works of each of the nine old men, broaden your creative choices and approaches to character animation. Original drawings, some never before seen by the public, are explored in depth, giving you behind-the-scenes access into Disney animation history, and gain first-hand insight into the foundation of timeless characters and scenes from some of Disney's most memorable feature and short films. The end.
Cool.
Okay, maybe I'll get it.
Is it a hardback?
Just for the artwork alone.
Is it a hardback book or?
Mine's a hardback.
Ah.
Okay.
I don't know if it comes in. You could probably buy it on a Kindle if you want as well.
Oh God, no.
No, that's not the format for that kind of stuff.
No.
I mainly read the Kindle books now, but it's a problem when it comes to something
art books.
That has a lot of art or
Now I've just ordered a new bookshelf to put some more books in. So
you're all
No, just for the art of books, because they're always really helpful and inspiring as well. So I always get them, but I haven't bought for a while. But I'll get that Zootopia one. I want
that one.
That's
really good.
Yeah,
I'm really curious to see the new teaser you talked about.
Yeah, it's going wild on Facebook. It's going wild on social media.
Hello, listeners. This is the dulcet tones of animation director and associate professor at Boulder University, Dave King. You're listening to The Animation Conversation. Call me sometime. My number is scrawled on many toilet walls throughout Norway.
No, but Morten and I went, when we were at Fredrikstad, we went to see...
James Bond?
Yeah, Spectre. Yeah. And it's an amazing cinema, Fredrikstad, just a great screen. And then they showed the trailer to Star Wars, and I thought, wow, I have to see this in the cinema now. But,
don't see James Bond. See Star Wars instead.
I have tickets for Star Wars.
What date are you going? I'm going on the 18th.
I think it's like a Monday or something.
Okay.
It's very random, but that's the only day I could get good tickets.
But James Bond, that was boring.
Yeah, I heard.
So disappointed.
Well, I haven't seen one in 20 years.
Really?
You haven't seen Casino Royale?
No.
That's a good one.
Really?
Yeah. I could recommend that one. It's really funny. But
is it the best James Bond movie ever?
I'm not that big on. I haven't seen that many James Bond movies, to be honest.
I would say so.
Okay, I should see it then.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's the most. It's one that's kind of got it right for today. It's not like pinning the Pierce Brosnan ones, but it's got a good element. And then the latest one just seems to be sort of falling back into the old traps again. Feels a bit old fashioned, and
he came across as an old dinosaur in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole relationship with the female lead, it was just it was embarrassing.
Yeah,
and even the scale of the Mexican sequence, I love that, and there's some amazing shots in it. But the whole chopper sequence, I don't know if it's because the cinema was that big or what it was, but even the special effects looked off. Like you could see the CG shots where they had digital replacements, and I was just, even it has Christoph Waltz in it, which I think it's amazing. I could watch him with the phone book and be amazed. But
he wasn't used at all, was he? He just popped up at the. He wasn't present in the film at all.
Oh
yeah.
So I was a bit disappointed.
He's usually the best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good in it though. I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
And then what's the name of the Italian actress who's in it for like 3 minutes?
Oh.
The one you talked about at the festival that I had heard. Nothing about?
Yeah. Oh, I've completely forgot her name now. Hang on. Internet Specter.
I think I looked her up, but I don't know her name.
Hang on. I've got to get this right. Monica Bellucci, of course.
But you had a good time in Fredrikstad, Erlen?
Yeah, I loved it.
Always fun.
We came along for the studio that we've all worked for. Kristin had was it 21
years anniversary?
Yeah. So there's a big party on the Friday night, which took it out of me for Saturday.
There was a lot of good parties.
Yeah, which was the best then?
I think the Friday one was the best. Or maybe...
Is that...
Well, no, maybe the Saturday one was the best actually, because that was the only one where I wasn't hungover from the last party. For some reason.
What?
No, I came in on Thursday, so... I was very tired on Friday.
Remember? Yeah, that was because that party, the Christian party, there was a couple bonking on the opposite, in the building opposite.
I missed that.
Which was strange.
Oh, that was what everyone was pointing at?
Yeah, I was talking to... this guy called Tom Lowe, you know, Bob Goffrey's grandson, and you know, he's doing a film about the Great, which was got an Oscar. So I've invested in the film. I had too much to drink and got invested. I invested in the film, so now I'm an executive producer. So good,
congrats.
Good old booze. But so we were just talking away, making a deal, and then this couple started bonking opposite us. So I thought, well, okay. But that was a fun party. But like I said, we didn't get back till gone 5.
And, yeah, it got late.
Yeah, it got very late. So I'm not young anymore, so it took it out of me.
So it was good to meet old friends and people I haven't seen in a while.
Yeah, fun to hang out. Because Richard Williams was there, of course, wasn't he?
Yeah. So, I didn't have the guts to go up and say hi.
I nearly had breakfast with him.
Yeah, I was so excited because there was a spare table during breakfast on the Sunday. And I was like, oh, it's next to Richard Williams. That's so cool. And then I just left my jacket and went to get a cup of coffee and some sandwiches. And then when I came back, he'd moved tables. I felt so insulted. Oh.
I don't know if it was us or not.
I hope it wasn't.
Probably was.
He's 82, isn't he? So I think he went to a more comfortable chair. I think that's where he went because he's with a hard back.
That old, actually.
No.
Didn't see him in person. I was expecting it to be like a really old guy, but he didn't. It didn't appear like that old. I think I would say maybe like 79.
Jesus, that's accurate.
But it was fun. It was really inspiring to see him on what was it, Friday?
Thursday. He did his talk.
I think it was.
It was probably Thursday. Because you weren't there, were you?
Exactly.
Couldn't get out from work. Yeah. That's why. We had to work.
He talks, he's very inspired. He can inspire a whole room when he talks. Even though he's like this animator that sits in the room all day, he still has that director in him. You know?
The fire inside.
Yeah.
And I heard Joanna Quinn was good as well.
Yeah, she was
British animator. Yeah. She's very fluid in her drawings, really nice. So it kind of reminds me a little bit of a rougher Richard Williams, an earlier Richard Williams, I suppose.
Yeah. But, what's the name of the short she did that was it Oscar nominated, maybe? The one about the British
the cat, isn't
Empire?
It?
Is it called The Cat?
Not The Cat. Hang on, I'll find out.
That's just fantastic, you know? You can't do stuff like that in 3D. That's what, like, that's the peak of animation when you see something like that. It's amazing.
Yeah. Girls' Night Out, was it that one?
No. The one with, it's a lion that represents the British
Fred,
Islands.
Famous Fred, was it?
Is that the name? I can't remember.
Famous Fred, yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, she's really nice. Really. I think she was a Thursday as well, was she, or Friday?
She was the next day, I think. Maybe, yeah, Friday. Yeah.
Famous, I missed her as well.
Fred. No, it's not Famous Fred. No. I'll find out. You go ahead and talk.
Yeah, okay.
It's called Britannia.
Britannia, okay.
Yeah, about the British Bulldog. If you haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah. Yeah, I have seen it, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. They showed it a couple of times at the festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And did you go to the award ceremony in the evening on the Saturday? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we missed it again, didn't we?
Yes.
Oh, you missed it?
Yeah, we misunderstood when we thought it was, the party starts at 9:30 or something, and...
Oh.
But we misread it in the document, so
it wasn't that exciting. It was just like people getting up on the stage and people clapping.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because I remember when we were there for the podcast, we were allowed to drink a lot, and when they had the award ceremony, and it was always a bit lively. But
there was quite a bit more... of drinking, but
yeah,
no, it was fun. But it's an award ceremony. You've seen it before.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, cool.
Okay. Is this getting too long? I think we're close
to an hour now, so we could wrap it up and save something for next time.
We probably should. Yeah. I don't think anyone is listening anymore.
You're probably sleeping.
Now. Yeah.
If you have sleeping issues, this last half is probably a good one to listen to if you want to catch up and sleep.
Especially when you start going on about Skyfall.
We haven't done this in quite a while, so we need some practice. You know?
Yeah.
But it was unscripted, so it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Inside Out was interesting, but none of us really thought it was great.
But it's not that interesting if a movie is great. You know, if everybody likes it,
then it's boring.
It's
more fun if people have. But we were kind of on the same page on this film, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I really didn't like it at all. I thought it was horrible.
Okay.
It was great. It was good. I enjoyed it. It's not the worst. I've seen better.
It's not Cars 2.
Favorite movie of all time, Cars 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I honestly think Cars was better than Inside Out. It made more sense.
Yeah, well, more structured.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've sat through that 100 times. So I start to love the film because I've seen it so many times.
Yeah.
There's some good bits in it.
Should we call it a night?
Let's call it a night. And yeah, see you next time.
Whenever that is.
In a week, 2 weeks? I don't know.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, great. Next Monday should be all right. I got all these fucking deadlines at the moment, so. Yeah.
Yeah, life is rough.
After Christmas, it's going to be less deadlines, right?
Yeah, exactly. There'll be nothing to do at Christmas. But, no, I've got one on the 23rd. That's my deadline.
Oh, wow.
Fucking hell.
It's brutal with deadlines that close.
I'm about a week ahead, but I've been using up my spare time for this kind of the film applications and stuff. So we'll see. Okay. Feels like I'm chipping into it.
Well, anyway, so have fun with that.
I'll be working on Christmas Day.
Yay!
But yeah, anyway, so there's industry drinks, isn't there, on the 4th?
Oh,
of December.
I think so. There's definitely industry drinks.
Yeah, it's cool. The 4th.
Oh, okay. Nice. Where is that for people who don't? No.
Filmman's House. Oh, we're still recording, are we?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Filmman's House.
Filmman's House. Okay. Filmman's House. Yeah. And I'm going to Star Wars at the 21st of December.
Nice.
So,
cool.
If you want to join me,
I'm going on the 18th.
I haven't booked yet, but I should do. So to take the kids.
Excited!
I think it's all right for kids, isn't it?
Of course,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They've seen all kinds of stuff on the internet.
Yeah. I was surprised to see 10-year-olds or 12-year-olds on James Bond. Or at James Bond.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a movie about an assassin. It's not a kids movie. I thought it was scary at times. I was just surprised to see. But the kids today, I don't know.
You're getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting old. All right, should we wrap it up and then
let's hit the
end button and then
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye bye.
Ah, my little darling, it is love at first sight, is it not? No. You know what? I'm happy.
Why are you always shaking your eyes?